Tēnā koutou katoa e te whānau e hakarongo mai ana ki tā tātainei taonga arā te reo irirangi Māori o te hiku o te ika i wā tukau mā whitu iratahi te iariri. Kua hau tēnei ko Janelle Popata tā koutou kaikawe kōrero o te wā. E te whānau, ko hono mai tā tātainei kai kōrero o te atanei, kai kōrero tuaroa o te atanei, arā ko season, ko ia tērā, tētahi o ngā mārekura, anō te taitokerau, a e kawi ana i tēnei o ngā kaupapa Pākihi i ki ana ko Tūkau Legacy, ko rātou tērā i waihanga tēnei o enei kākahu hei haka rākei i a tātou ngā tāngata e ratana ki tēnei o ngā Pākihi. Ka pai, tēnā koutou i te whānau. So joining us this morning is Susan Mary Downs. Morena, Susan, how are you today?
Oh, morena, Susan. I'm good, thank you.
Can you please introduce yourself to the whānau who are listening in? Ko wai koe, nohia koe, ko wai tō whānau.
Tēnā koutou katoa, ko Susan Mary tōku ingoa, he uri ahau nō rāhiri, he tūkou no te māra o Hini Amaru. My name's Susan Mary and I'm from Ngāti Hine at Te Kapotai, born and raised in Moriwa, currently living in Pakaraka with my whānau and our whānau home.
Kia ora. What have you been doing over the lockdown period and how did the COVID-19 impact on your mahi?
I think like most of the country, it's had a huge impact on our mahi and on our whānau. The first thing we had to do was come to terms with what it meant for the way we were going to live in our whare. You might know my sister's Willow Dean Prime, so she's a politician and she's been landed here, can't go to Wellington to do her mahi. Her husband Dion's a school teacher, so he's been navigating how to get online, and then myself, I have a law firm called Tūkau Law, and we also have the charity, the Tūkau Community Fund, which runs the clothing line. So for us, we had to figure out how our business was also going to survive COVID and how we were going to work from home. Now with all of these children amongst us, I think for our business, we've got six women who work for us, and between us, there's 13 children. So 13 tamariki at home means that it's a little bit of a different work from home life, and we've had to respond to those challenges. So, yeah, we've done some things internally to try and make that easier, but it's still been a challenge.
Awesome. I can relate to that. We've got 25 mokopuna at our papakainga. So, what is in the pipeline for your business once we transition in alert level 3?
So for the clothing, which is the charitable side of what we do, that's the kākahu that Tūkau's been doing for the last 3 years. In level 4, we shut it down. So we took it offline and we shut our shop basically because we weren't able to operate. And then during that time, we thought about what are we going to do to get back running again? How do we stay sustainable? So for our staff members that run the clothing, we applied for the COVID subsidy to continue to be able to keep them employed. But then we also had to think about what is the best way to use our kākahu. And because we had been building up for a long time for the last 3 years, we have a really good amount of stock in storage. We have lots of T-shirts, lots of hoodies and jerseys. And so what we decided was that for our winter clothing, for when we move into level 3, we were going to give that winter clothing to people who are no longer or are struggling to afford to buy clothing, because in our view, that's where the greatest need is, and that's how we've chosen to use our clothing. So we're currently going through a process of identifying where it's best to send that clothing and who it will help the most. And it's been a really amazing response from the community and from whānau who are thinking about other whānau in their rohe and how to support them through this time while shops are shut and people have lost a lot of work and money.
That is awesome. Rangatira e hoa. So how do you identify those whānau who are struggling, who are in need of some support?
I think here at Tūkau we kind of always do things a little bit differently in that we allow whānau to think about who is in their area that might need a bit of support. And so what we've done, and because we know our whānau pretty well, we know when the requests come through that they're sincere, that they've done with a lot of aroha and a lot of thought. So what we've done is we've just asked people to send private messages into our page. We've confined it to the area of Te Taitokerau because that's the area that we primarily look after and respond to. We can't do the whole country, so we've thought about Te Nōta. And people are writing into the page. We're receiving the requests, and we're looking at what stock we have and doing our best to meet those requests. And we haven't had any to date that we've thought, oh, this isn't genuine. They've all been really sincere and people are taking it really seriously. So we're really grateful for that.
Wow, Wonderful, Ehua. Haramai te tahi ahua. I love your guys' kaupapa. For someone like myself who want to purchase, who generally want to purchase, how do we go about that?
So what we're going to do in Level 3 next week is that we're going to open up the online shop, but the online shop won't have any winter clothing because we're going to give out all the winter clothing. So we'll have T-shirts and a few bags, and then we're working with our printers in Whangarei to print some new winter stock, and then hopefully pretty soon we'll have some winter stock for those who have pūtea, can afford to buy it. And we're kind of relying on all of those people like we have in the past to keep buying our clothes, because then it allows us to do the giving that we're able to do as well. So we're pretty sure that everyone's going to come in and full support us because we're local and strong kaupapa. So hopefully that will continue.
Awesome kaupapa, Ehua. So how are you and your whānau managing through this whole lockdown?
Well, I can say it has been a little bit challenging. And we've had to respect each other's space. But and so everyone's got a little corner where they're allowed to work. And one of the things that's really challenging here in the north, which I'm sure you'll appreciate, is that the internet's really bad. So we all try and hover around when we've got our Zoom hui, and we've been having hundreds of Zoom hui. But the other thing too, I think, that has taken off recently because we've kind of settled in, is we're starting to get a bit more into having a bit more competition in the way that we cook our whānau meals. So we're getting a little bit competitive, and I think those types of things are helping us survive and enjoy lockdown a little bit more.
Awesome, Ehua. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning, and the mahi you're doing, we really appreciate it and grateful. Thank you, Ehua.
It's my pleasure.
Ngā mihi. Ngā mihi. Aira e te whānau, koeira tā mātou nei, kai kōrero tuaroa mo tēnei ata, A Season of Mary Downs, ko ia tērā te kai hakahaere I tēnei o ngā Pākihi, Tūkau Legacy. E hakarongo mai ana koutou ki te reo irirangi o te hiku o te ika. Tēnā koutou, katoa.